In our previous lessons, we said a necessary existent, by definition, does not depend on anything, and it does not have a cause for its existence, and it must be the first cause for all dependent existences. For example, where did this turtle come from? It came from this turtle. What about this turtle? It came from this turtle. What about this turtle? It came from this turtle. This has to stop somewhere. Now, wherever it stops at, it must not have been created, otherwise it would not be necessary. Now we know that a necessary existent does not require anything to bring it to existence. It also does not require a cause to continue its existence, otherwise it will be dependent. Now we have proven that it has no beginning and no end. If it had a beginning, it would have been caused by something else. If it had an end, some cause was keeping it alive. Remember, a necessary existent does not require anything. For example, the Big Bang theory at one stage did not exist, and then it came into being, so it had a beginning. Then the Big Bang stopped to exist, therefore it had an end. Because it has a beginning and an end, it cannot be a necessary existent. A necessary existent also cannot be compound and made up of parts, because they are dependent on each other. For example, atoms are made up of protons, neutrons, and electrons, and they all depend upon each other. Therefore, they cannot be necessary, because they all need each other. Remember, a necessary existent does not need or require anything. Another example, a human being is made up of molecules, and they all depend on each other to exist. The body is dependent on oxygen, hydrogen, and carbon to exist. Therefore, we cannot see a necessary existent because it is not physical and has no parts. We conclude that a necessary existent cannot be compound, physical, and made up of parts. A necessary existent cannot be subject to space, as space describes something that has weight or a body. The body depends on particles. A necessary existent does not depend on anything. A necessary existent also cannot be subject to time. Time can be divided into intervals. Let's say 5 minutes can be broken up into 1 minute pieces. We can now have a beginning for that 1 minute and an end for that 1 minute. A necessary existent does not have a beginning or an end. So what is a necessary existent? In our previous lessons, we talked about the proof of God, the outer way. We see that the universe must have been created by an intelligent creator with its precise order and infinite knowledge. It must have been caused by a necessary being. That necessary being is God. Some might argue that a necessary being is matter, and matter created everything in the universe with its fine tuning and precise order. Matter is made up of parts and is subject to space and time. We see a necessary being cannot be subject to these things, otherwise it will be limited. Time, space, and matter are within the universe. God is beyond the universe. He is not bound by time, space, or matter. The fact that God is a necessary being means that he is not in need of anything and is infinite. Imam Ali al-Ridha alayhi salam said, God does not change with the changing of creation, nor is he limited with the limitation of the limited. He is one, but not through the explanation of numbers. He is apparent, but not through the explanation of directness. He is manifest, but not through vision. He is hidden, but not through displacement. He is distinct, but not by distance. He is near, but not through proximity. He is existent, but not after non-existence. He is an agent, but not by compulsion. He decrees, but not through the power of thought. He orders, but not through movement. He is willful, but not through stimulation. He wishes, but not through resolution. He comprehends, but not through sensoria. He hears, but not with an instrument. He sees, but not with a device.